Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I will embed this text or put this text within the context of the lecture. So we will chant the text in the midst of the lecture. I want to first of all welcome all my listeners to the second part of a lecture which I think is very valuable for the lives of all of Krishna's practicing devotees. We are studying a little bit the principles that need to be in place if something like an empowerment should take place. In other words, if we become touched by Krishna's divine spiritual energy and do then things which are beyond our ordinary capacities. So yesterday we heard about one quality: one should be open for Krishna's plan, and the example was Krishnadas Kaviraj. He had a very dramatic experience in his home. There was a Vaishnava apparat was committed against a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, and that same, and he tried to correct it by talking to his older brother and trying to make him see something which he had overlooked and which was the source of the Vaishnava apparat. So he had done something for Lord Nityananda. That same night Lord Nityananda appeared to him and requested him to go to Vrindavan. He said very nicely, "Are, are, Krishnadas, nakara habhaya. Vrindavan joho tonho saval habhaya haya. My dear Krishnadas, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things." So Krishnadas had received a divine instruction which clearly was new to him. It was not in his plan, but it still, he was so open to the instructions of the Lord that the next morning when the daylight was rising, he went at that very moment. Let us see, there's a very nice in Bengali, it says, "Se kshane," that very moment, he left his home, he left his family. And he went. If we want to receive a divine plan of Krishna and act according to it, we must be detached from our plans and be open to receive this. This is how much what we discussed yesterday. There were many more subtle points, but for the purpose of going on with our lecture, we will leave it here. And now imagine or see in our mind's eye Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami arriving in Vrindavan. It had been overgrown with forests in the course of time. But when Krishna Das arrived, Lord Chaitanya's disciples or followers had already revived Vrindavan as the holy place of pilgrimage. In fact, it was a spiritual hub. Hub means it was really, really good. Krishna consciousness was practiced there in great happiness. It was the epicenter, the very center of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in this world. When Krishna Das arrived, he had no idea what he would do there. I think we can sympathize with him. Sometimes when we come to a holy place, we don't know anything, where anything is, or what could be done. We come with like an empty notebook for Krishna to write his meaning in. And the first temple which he actually visited, this was the very first temple which was built, was the Govindaji temple, where he saw many great devotees. They would actually all meet in the Govindaji temple. But amongst all of these great devotees who were really shining with spiritual qualities, Haridas Pandit, the priest of Govindaji, stood out. He was a disciple of Ananta Acharya. Ananta Acharya had been a direct associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ananta Acharya, was a disciple of the illustrious Gadadhar Pandit, you know. This Haridas had learned very nicely from Ananta Acharya. It is described he had all the 50 qualities of Lord Krishna. Krishna has 64 qualities, it is said. He has unlimited qualities, but they are grouped as 64. And 50 of those a living being can assume. The other 14 are not possible for a human being to achieve, like all universes come from the pores of his skin. But qualities like being gentle, being tolerant, being peaceful and very, very giving or magnanimous, were clearly visible in Haridas Pandit's nature. He had absolutely no envy on anyone, he had no diplomacy. It was unknown to his heart to criticize devotees, and he himself had great faith in Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. You remember, you cannot appreciate Lord Chaitanya and ignore Lord Nityananda. You have to see both of them. That was the mistake of Krishna Das Kaviraj's older brother. He could only accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not Nityananda. There is a verse, and we will chant it together, which describes a little bit the qualities of Haridas, because he is a very important figure for what will happen next, and we should just see if we can understand him a little bit more. Please repeat after me from the blackboard. Vaishnavera gunagrahi na dikhaye dosha. Vaishnavera gunagrahi Nade kaya dosha kaya manovakye kare Vaishnava santosha kaya manovakye kare Vaishnava santosha Vaishnavera gunagrahi nade kaya dosha Vaishnavera gunagrahi nade kaya dosha kaya manovakye kare Vaishnava santosha
kaya manovakye kare Vaishnava santosha.
Would anyone of you please chant this as well?
Vaishnavera guna grahi nade kaya dosha
Vaishnavera guna grahi nade kaya dosha
kaya manuvakye kare Vaishnava santosha
kaya manuvakye kare Vaishnava santosha
Vaishnavera guna grahi nade kaya dosha
Vaishnavera guna grahi nade kaya dosha
kaya manuvakye kare Vaishnava santosha
kaya manuvakye kare Vaishnava santosha.
Wonderful. Could a Vaishnavi please also chant? Vaishnavera guna grahi nade kaya dosha kaya manovakye kare Vaishnava santosha. Thank you very much. Vaishnavera,
Vaishnavera
of devotees,
guna grahi
accepting good qualities.
Na,
never.
Dekaye,
cease.
Dosha,
any fault.
Kaya manavakye,
with heart and soul. Kare,
das.
Vaishnava,
devotee.
Santosha,
pacification.
Translation. It's about the qualities of this Pandit Haridas. He always accepted the good qualities of Vaishnavas and never found fault in them. He engaged his heart and soul only to satisfy the Vaishnavas. Prabhupada writes a very brief but very amazing purport to this. It is a qualification of a Vaishnava that he is adosha darshi. He never sees others' faults. Of course, every human being has both good qualities and faults. Therefore it is said, sajana gunam ichanti dosham ichanti paramaraha. Everyone has a combination of faults and glories. No, everyone, you will find this with everyone. Faults and also glories. But a Vaishnava, a sober person, accepts only a man's glories and not his faults. Prabhupada gives an example. For flies seek sores. Sores are open wounds, you know, which are festering. In other words, there's infection and pus is coming out. Flies go there and like to land there and eat. And anyways, don't. It's before breakfast, so we don't want to. Whereas honeybees, look at the different quality. Seek honey. Yes. Haridas Pandit never found fault with a Vaishnava, but considered only his good qualities. Now these were very exalted devotees. They formed a wonderful community around the Govindaji temple where they would regularly meet. But the question we might have is, what would they do? How would they spend their days? Listen to this. They listened about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They heard from this Haridas Pandit who really blessed them with the katha. He must have heard it from his guru, Ananta Acharya, who was there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And these Vaishnavas, they were every day hearing about Lord Chaitanya. Now, for us to understand this a little, I would like to quote for you a phenomena which happens when a devotee advances. He gets taste, very much taste. He wants to hear about Krishna, and he becomes like a little bit like the saints in the forest of Naimisharanya, who were known as Ugra Shravas. That means they were very eager or voracious hearers. Normally we are voracious eaters, especially when it comes to the pizzeria. One pizza is not sufficient. One more, please. Oh, second, two pizza. It feels very empty still in the stomach. One more, please. No? So we are voracious. We are very eager to eat. But these were very eager to hear. There is a verse about this. Vayam tu na vip triptyama utama shloka vikrame yachrinvatam rasagyanam svadu svadu pade pade. The saints of Naimisharanya said to Sutta Goswami, we never tire of hearing. We never become tired of hearing of the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who's glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with Krishna relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment. They want every moment. It's not enough just a little morning class. Oh, that is very insufficient for these. They need to hear. But the devotees had a problem. And Haridas Pandit went to Krishna Das and told him of the problem. He said, listen, we only have one book about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And this book only describes his pastimes basically up to his taking of sannyas. We don't know of his later pastimes, how he spent his time in Puri, how he visited South India, how he was staying in the Gambira. Our reading matter is going out. We have already read the books several times. It's you know this book also. It is published in our movement. It's the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Who is the author of this? Vrindavanas Thakur. Yes, yes, yes. And that was the only literature. The Chaitanya Charitamrita had not yet been written. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard this, and he immediately, and this is now the second point which needs to be there if you wish to be empowered or if you wish to come in touch with Krishna's divine energy, he had this desire to serve. He had given up everything. He had come to Braj. He had met these exalted devotees, and he had now this great desire to serve. He just wanted to serve. He wanted to be of use for these devotees. My dear devotees, if you have the desire to serve, you will find opportunities. Or we can say it even differently, if you have the desire to serve, Krishna personally will give you opportunities. If you have no opportunity, if you have no desire to serve, then even when there are opportunities, you will find reasons to why it is impossible for you to do service. No? But this desire to serve, it comes, by the way, when you are in association with devotees. So the devotees, they saw this Krishnadas Kaviraj was so eager to serve. They noticed it and they said, "We have a request. Could you not write about the later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" Now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also came in the second generation. He had not really seen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when the Vaishnavas came and requested him to serve, he said, "Somehow I will do it." My dear devotees, he says in his own words, "I have received the orders from the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, and therefore I, Krishna Das, have tried to describe a drop of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's qualities." When you have the desire to serve, Vaishnavas will see it and they will empower you. They will, the Vaishnavas and Krishna, let us not forget Krishna, they will empower you. It is true, it is true, it is true. My dear devotees, be detached from your own plans, but then move into the association of good devotees, inspired devotees who themselves are full of desire to serve, and it will definitely come in your heart. And then the devotees will empower you. They will tell you, "Why don't you do this?" I remember Prabhupada was like this. He would see devotees in the temple. They were absolutely new, 1 year old. No one here is as young as we were when we met Prabhupada. And he would then send them to open a temple in another town. Open a temple, lecture on the Bhagavatam, and so on. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, when he felt the Vaishnavas want me to write, he said, "Yeah, but I'm so unqualified, so I must get also the blessing of Madan Mohan." So he went to the temple of Madan Mohan and he stood before the altar, like many of you I have seen. Even today I've seen about 5 devotees before the altar of Madan Mohan praying to them. So he prayed for the blessing of Madan Mohan in very, very, very heart-rendering sound. And then something happened. The garland of Madan Mohan slipped from Madan Mohan's neck and fell down. He was saying, "Madan Mohan, please, I should write. The devotees have requested me about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm also very old now and I'm a little senile, but they have requested me. Please give me your kripa so that I can write." And as a so to say, response, the garland broke and it slipped down. My dear devotees, the Lord speaks to us sometimes in signs, but most often through the devotees. Sometimes it may happen that when you pray, a flower falls from the crown of Madan Mohan or from Srimati Radharani's left hand, where she usually keeps either a basket or a flower. And when it comes down at a certain time, this has happened to many, many, many devotees. Especially it happens in Vrindavan. You pray and something happens with the deities. I remember once I prayed while I was giving a lecture. I ran out of ideas and I things to say, and that is not nice when you for the devotees. It's very respectless if you're not prepared. So I prayed, and then a pearl fell from I was at Radha London Ishvara's temple, from Krishna's. I don't know from where it fell, but it came from the altar and it started to dance, boom, 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 and fell where I was. All the devotees were looking. Wow! The pearl, boom, 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 and it stopped right where I was. And I said, oh yeah, now let me speak about the mercy of Krishna. I was empowered, yes. So when the temple priest saw that the garland had slipped from Madan Mohan's neck, he was known as Gosani Das, this priest. He picked up the garland and he put it around Krishna Das's head. And now Krishna Das was able to do his service. Prabhupada writes, only when Krishna Das received the mercy of both the Vaishnavas and Krishna was he able to write. This is also in our case the case. Through the devotees we get an inspiration, please do such and such. And then if we pray to Krishna, the empowerment comes. And Krishna Das Kaviraj could now understand the divine plan. He could understand that he was meant to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. About the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. That's why Lord Nityananda had appeared to him in the dream and ordered him to go to Vrindavan. That's why he had met these powerful Vaishnavas who were led by Haridas in Vrindavan. And they had requested him and Krishna had given him the empowerment. The puzzle came together. He later writes about how he was writing. He says, I am foolish. I am low-born. I am very insignificant. And I always desire material enjoyment. No? Or Mangala Arti sweets, you could say. This is spiritual. But the food is... The Mangala Arti sweets are very, very spiritual. But our desire, you have to see is what it is. Yet, although I'm so insignificant and foolish and disqualified in many ways, by the order of the Vaishnavas, I'm greatly enthusiastic to write this transcendental literature. Yes, he was ready to go for it. So, this is, let us call it this third lesson. Of empowerment. The empowerment comes through Vaishnavas and through Krishna. We Would you like to go with me through the lessons again? First lesson. Yes? Be open, that means be detached from your own plans. A more philosophical word would be detached, no? From your own plans. That's when you are open. Nice. Second? Desire to serve, right. Wonderful. And third lesson? Yeah, the empowerment comes through the mercy of Vaishnavas and Krishna. Very nice. Now, please note these down. They will be important for you. And if you forget, these things can be easily forgotten if they are not written down. Now the fourth lesson. If you wish to do something for Krishna, an empowered service, you have to be prepared to embrace difficulties. Srila Prabhupada once said, an easygoing life and the attainment of perfection and transcendental realization cannot go together. Let me repeat it for you. An easygoing life and the attainment of perfection in transcendental realization just cannot go together. If you want to read this, because there's a beautiful purport which is really inspiring, I read it sometimes when I feel I'm too easygoing in my service. You can find it, Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 9th chapter, 24th verse. I repeat, 2:9:24. My dear devotees, when you want to do something so wonderful as act on the spiritual platform, be an empowered devotee, some obstacles will come to see if you are really determined, if you really want this, if you're really eager, or if you're still attached to your own satisfaction. And see, listen how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, what difficulties he had to overcome. He said in his book that he was troubled by invalidity. He was almost blind, and there were no good glasses like this. And he was deaf, he couldn't hear. What did you say? Like this. His hands were trembling. That's not very good when you want to write, you know. And his mind and intelligence could not keep a thought for a long time. You can see this in old age. Vata comes and you start to forget like anything. He said, I'm infected with so many diseases. Maybe these were inflammations. I cannot sit properly, like some of us have difficulties to sit on the floor. I cannot sit properly, so there must be back pain and so on, and muscles too shortened muscles. I cannot properly walk. He was maybe bent over. Nor do I sit properly. Yes. And indeed, I'm always exhausted by five kinds of diseases. I may die at any time of the day or night. That was his situation. He was actually physically and mentally not fit to do this. His body and mind were, let us call it frankly, they were obstacles in his service. In the same way, when a devotee wants to do service, there are many obstacles. Sometimes he is hurt by others who call him a fool and a cruel man or a cruel woman. Sometimes he is, when he wants to do seva, wants to put a tent up, there may be showers of rain. He will be, in other words, there will be physical obstacles. He may be ill at times. No, like we have some pujaris who also walk like brijbasis, you know. Very sweet walking style. And so on. There are obstacles, my dear devotees. And still, if you have a desire to serve, therefore this is so important to get the desire to serve. So important, my dear devotees. You get it by hearing about Krishna and Krishna consciousness and staying with good devotees together. No? Then you will be you will go on. And do you know His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj? Yes. You know. You have seen Gaura Bhavani? Gaura Bhavani's older devotee. Vajendra Kumar, have you seen? Not personally. Gaura Hari, have you seen personally? Vaijajanti, you have also seen. Narayani, you have seen? In Heidelberg once. He was a devotee who did a lot of austerities for his service. His service was not easy. He went and placed standing orders, that means ongoing orders of Prabhupada's books in the universities, because Prabhupada wanted his books to be there and be available for those professors and students who were studying Indology and philosophy and so on and so forth. And he told me there were sometimes great obstacles to overcome. He also had a great obstacle for many years. He had a very aggressive cancer, but he continued to serve. And he wrote a sentence which is very, very nice. If your desire to serve is beyond your capacity, but still you act without hesitation, that is the moment empowerment happens. I'm sure I should repeat this because it's a very, very dense. If your desire to serve is beyond your capacity, that means you have a desire to serve, but you are actually not qualified or capable to do this. But still, you act without hesitation. Let me do it. Let me try at least. That is the moment empowerment happens. If you want to read the sentence, you can find it on his webpage. Or if you want to note it down, you can come after the lecture, and I can give you my notebook, and you can copy it from there. My dear devotees, Krishna consciousness, to be active in Krishna consciousness with enthusiasm and with spiritual strength is not easy for any one of us, because we still are conditioned living beings. We have a body and a mind, and sometimes they are not supporting our activities in devotional service. Especially our minds are very quick to find faults and become discouraged by what we see, and then stop our seva. I've seen this very often in devotees. They are at one stage not able to see the good any longer in Krishna consciousness, and then their endeavors and efforts slacken. No, therefore, it's really important you do the steps before, and you are, and you can also go back. Sometimes you may need to go back a few steps in your spiritual life, no? You might say, "Ah, what was about with my association with devotees? Do I have association with really high level devotees from which I learn at the moment? Is that all right?" Then you might have to go back another step. You might say, "My desire to serve. Am I maybe a little burnt out at the moment? Because maybe I've done too much and I've done too many austerities and I'm no longer, I'm a little burnt, you know, sprishen, we say in Serbian language, you know, I'm a little sprishany, you know, burnt out to the crisp, you know." Or you might say, "Am I maybe too attached to my own little world? Have I maybe created a little bit of material universe around me with all my attachments?" You might have to go back and check why it is difficult for you at the moment to act and to embrace difficulties and go with against the difficulties. So Krishna Das, here he is, an old man. He is requested to write a big, big book on Chaitanya Charitamrita, on the Lord, which is inspiring to these high, high class devotees. You know, it's not just a book which you. I have one disciple who writes one book in a month. Imagine one book in the month, and who sells the book on Amazon, you know. It's about love stories. I said, "Love stories? He loves him and she loves him." Yes, I have books like The Storm of Love, or so on. But it's a spiritual. No, Guru Maharaj, no spiritual. If you want to sell books on the market, you write about things which people are interested in. And that's how I earn my livelihood. Can I read such a book? No, it's not for you. You are in a different life situation. This is not for you. One book a month. This is, of course, commercial writing. It's known as commercial writing. No? Some make their money by this work, or others by that work. It's not dirty literature. It's this, for the mass consumer market. Anyways, and do you know what he did? He visited lectures of great devotees who had seen Lord Chaitanya. There was the old Raghunath Das Goswami who lived, do you know where he lived at that time? Radhakund, yes. And he went there and listened to all the lectures. That's why you can find Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kuti and Radhakund and some little gullies left, right. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's. And he heard every afternoon at 4 o'clock, Raghunath opened his bhajan kutir. He sat outside in a beautiful idyllic situation and he talked about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the devotees were just, "Wow! Wow, wow, that lecture was so, that was the secret tip in Vrindavan. Let's go to Raghunath Das Goswami." And he wrote 11,500 verses, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He prayed a lot. Many of these verses were written in Sanskrit. I mean, although he says, I can't remember anything, he remembered so many Sanskrit verses from so many different sources, not just Bhagavad Gita, which is standard literature, or Bhagavatam. He also quoted from Rupa Goswami's just written book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It was fresh on the palm leaves. He quoted, he knew everything, and he put it and wrote the masterpiece of all literature. There is culture, there are the subtleties of practice. He wrote about Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana, those who know. But he would say, I'm not writing. If someone says, I'm writing, he's wrong. If I would say, I'm writing, I would be even very, very wrong. Madan Mohan writes, he gave the order, I'm like a parrot, I'm like a parrot who repeats. And another place he says, I'm like a wooden doll which is made to dance by the magician. I write exactly as Madan Gopal, that's another name of Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal orders me. My dear devotees, this brings us to the fifth and the last point. If you want to continue to act on the spiritual platform, if you, in other words, wish to hold the empowerment, you have to remain. Anyone knows? Of course you know. Humble. Yes, yes. You have to remain humble. Throughout the whole process of writing, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, I'm not doing anything. People say, I'm doing. No, it's wrong. I'm writing as Madan Mohan makes me write. And he remained dependent on Rupa and Raghunath. Have you seen? Each chapter he ends with the same line. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yada Ash. The rest we can just look it up here. We have everything here. Very beautiful. Let me just find it for you, how he ends. It's amazing. Yeah. Here. Sri Rupa Raghunate Pade Yara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. I'm praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath. I always desire their mercy. In this way, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Hare Krishna. Sometimes in life, all of us have seen empowerment. Sometimes in life, we all have seen extraordinary things. I know if we would ask our Virajendra Kumar about his prasadam distribution, you know, he has tons of stories to tell how he was out of material, you know, out of material means out of curly flour and chickpea flour and so on. And boom, all of a sudden it came somehow. How he didn't get a permission to have his prasadam, Govinda, prasadam distributing, and how in the last minute the permission came. How he needed devotees, but they were all busy, no one was there. And then how in the last minute he finds the ideal person to assist in prasadam distribution. Or go to a Sankirtan person. He will tell you lots of stories how he was on the street and he was not there was no one there, and he knocked at this one door, and old grandmama opened, and he said, "Would you like? I have these books." Well, the grandmother said, "I want to support you. It's such a lousy weather outside. It must be difficult here. What do you have? I buy everything." And he sells all his books to her. And then the grandmother gives it to her various grandchildren, and they all become devotees. You know, there are such millions of such stories. If asked any older devotee if he could tell you something of the miracles of which happened. Miracles is a, no, not all like to hear this word for some reason or other. So ask someone of the how do we say this in ISKCON language? The bliss which happened, you know, or what was it typically ISKCON? We have our jargon, and we recognize, we have our language. Wittgenstein would say our language game. The old devotees, when they talk, they will say, they will talk of the early times, mostly, and how things happened which were clear. Krishna's mercy, we say for this, no? Krishna's mercy, Krishna's arrangement. This is our word which we use for this. So, yes, many, many examples. But how do you hold this? So that it is not just something of the past, but it can go on in your present life. You have to learn that you are not the doer. When you are criticized, you have to learn to not take it personally. You have to somehow become free. If I dare to say it, maybe you will never ask me again to lecture, but you have to become free from your false ego. Hare Krishna. So, yes, and become humble, then you can hold the empowerment, and then you can be stay on this level where you're not moved. I know this is very difficult. It is very difficult. The Hari Bhakti Vilas quotes a verse where it says, even if one can give up all material desires, the desire for fame or to be respected is very hard to give up. It's the root cause of all the other anattas. Therefore, one should carefully keep away from the desire for fame, just as one would avoid by all means the touch of stool. Oh. No. Even when you come close to stool, it already stinks. What to speak of touching? We don't need to stay with this graphic example for too long. So, yes, it's something which needs to be given up, because all the empowerment leaves you and you become an ordinary person again, like you were before. So these are the five lessons. First is, be detached and be open, as Vrishni Vallabhai has so nicely remembered. Second, empowerment is available to those who have a strong desire to serve. Third, if you want to see which the plan which the Lord has for you, how he wants things, be connected to Hari Guru Vaishnava. No? This is the Vaishnavas, the Guru, and Krishna. Fourth is, if you want to be empowered, be prepared to face and overcome difficulties. Be prepared to face and overcome difficulties. And fifth, if you wish to hold the empowerment, you will have to remain humble and dependent, and then you can go on like anything. Hare Krishna. Finished. I went a little bit fast because I'm not sure. Tomorrow we will leave. It's actually the third part. I can see. I better put a third part here. It's the first time where I talk about this. I must say, many of the ideas which you hear are not coming from me. They're coming from Sutapa Prabhu. But I have thought about things deeply, arranged it a little. Anyways, so good. Now let me see what time it is. Oh, the day is young. I would like to see if we have questions which are well thought of. Manjula Mani always has good questions. Gaura Bhavini is the next one. And Vishni Vallabha I saw first. If we have time, we go to Prasida Nitai. Okay, let us start. Please, my dear devotees, we are a little short for time, so try to come right to the essence of your question.
You spoke about how the empowerment comes through the devotees and Krishna. And is there something like a calling also, that there is something from inside of you that you have to go and do that?
Wonderful. We have all understood Manjula Mani's question. Where is calling, you know? I'm so grateful, Manjula Mani, for this question, because it really belongs to this subject. Yes, the calling which you hear, that is actually Krishna speaking to you in the heart. If you repeatedly, again and again, feel, I feel I should do this. This is Krishna. If it's only one time, it may be your mind which accepts an idea and later will reject it. You know, sankalpa vikalpa, it's a mental function. But if it repeatedly comes, you should definitely pay attention to it. It is something by Krishna. He says, for me alone, memory, what is it? Knowledge. Memory or remembrance, and also forgetfulness comes. So if something comes up repeatedly, if you are still not sure, because the calling is just so extraordinary, like you feel I should construct an airship, a rocket, and go to the moon and preach Krishna consciousness. I'm just saying something foolish, but something so extraordinary. It might be good to reconfirm, but Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. This is Hari, then you go to Guru and to Vaishnavas, if there is any doubt in you. But calling is the way the Lord speaks to us. It's very important. It's the voice in the heart. There is a Krishna in the heart. It's not true only during the 1 hour of the lecture. It is really there. Thank you very much. Gaura Bhavani, we have a microphone for you.
It's very similar. Because I thought the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnava is that also like an inner process, that you consider your action according to these principles. Like when we say, if we judge a situation and we see half empty cup or half full cup. Mm-hmm. So in accordance, one could also say that even in common sense action, there is... I could still consider it, I can do it with the mercy of a Hari Guru Vaishnava. Simple example, if you use the the destruction of our of the Yamuna. If you want to do something to improve the situation, that was caused by people acting in the state of ignorance. So it is a common act to not a common sense action not to litter the environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you could, if you are in a process or if you are connected in that way, you could also do it or consider it as mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnava.
Aha, yes, yes. Please help me, do I understand correctly? There is common sense and there is mercy from above, and many times the two are not, the two are somehow together. They come together. Yeah. Yeah, Gaura Bhavani, a Vaishnava likes to see Krishna as the cause of all causes, also of common sense. even when you have karma comes, for a Vaishnava, he likes to see that even behind his karma, which comes, there is Krishna, maybe giving him a token reaction in order to teach him something. So this is the idea of a Vaishnava, to see really behind everything the cause of all causes. And then you stay in God consciousness always. I think we all know, you have very much common sense. You are a learned scholar of English and other things, and for devotees, you see even behind your talent, which is definitely there, maybe you see Krishna's mercy. This is the way a devotee goes through his life. I hope I could get to the essence. Is it, or please help me if I did not understand completely. There's a certain intelligence to always go back to the source. Mm-hmm. Vishnivalabha.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. I will try to come to an essence. So, I mean, with all these things which you mentioned, I was just thinking for myself, what's then wrong somehow in ISKCON? Because there are definitely, so if we consider German Yatra, for instance, definitely leaders who know all this and are sincerely trying to follow this, and, but somehow, even I've heard from some of the leaders, they say the empowerment is not coming, I see no signs, and so they are practically like resigned after many years of trying to, like, you know, push up the movement or the people they are responsible for and so on. So, like, is there some mistake? What could we do together to, like, come to these points and get the result which you are telling about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have heard this also. This nice that you talk about it. I have heard my godbrother saying, the empowerment is not coming as it used to come in Prabhupada's time. It depends where you look, I would say. There are, if you look at our temples in India, this is amazing. We have temples, my dear devotees, millions come there. This was not there in Prabhupada's time. these huge temples. Now also this is the problem in Vrindavan. So many people come there that the temple which was built for a smaller crowd, is just too small. It is, you can't get into the temple at Kartik time any longer. It's not possible. But the devotees, they do not. I said, do we not want to build a bigger temple in Vrindavan? How can we give up Krishna Balaram Mandir? You know, it's not possible. I also cannot imagine. Many things are happening. We have devotees who have become influencers. There is one devotee, Ganeshyam Priya. He's a devotee. He makes people like Will Smith into devotees. Will Smith is an actor, in case you don't know. Will Smith speaks 3 minutes or 5 minutes, I have not seen the video, about the Bhagavad Gita and the glories of Bhagavad Gita. Half an hour even. Manjula Mani is seen. When I think of Manjula Mani, I must think of His Holiness Inna Jumla Maharaj. He gives festivals in Poland. Go to the festival. You won't believe it. They have a cooking pot where you can swim for 20 hours without reaching the end. It is so big. I mean, maybe not as big as, you know, it is really, I've never seen like this. There are things also, I would say, in Germany, our temple here. We are planning to make a huge, to build Radha Madan Mohan's temple here, to build this and that and the other thing. And we, believe it or not, we have Lakshmi for this. What we lack is men. We need more devotees. The present amount of devotees would not be able to. They are already doing more than they can do, actually. And yes, we have to make plans for this. Look at what I heard. I mean, you can ask Rajendra Kumar, what masses of prasadam go out? So if you look at the right places, you will go, wow. But if you look at other places, you go, oops, wow, also. You know, you have to learn to look at the right places, and then it's still going on. And it is a miracle. Yes, some areas where we are used to look for the empowerment and miracles are no longer so vibrant, like the book distribution in Germany was much bigger than it is now. There are areas where we are used to look for signs of Krishna where they not come, but they come in other areas, I would say. I always think, when you talk what should be better, talk to the man in the mirror or to the woman in the mirror, which will look at you when you go into the mirror. It means talk to yourself and see how you can improve. That doesn't mean you have to do what someone else does, and so on, but see what you can do. And there is a secret. You can't change the world by trying to push others. You can only change the world by pushing yourself. That is something which many people have seen. This is a secret, what I have seen. Now, for instance, Corona, the hot, red hot subject in devotee circles. Non-devotees are becoming bored with the subject, but yes. I can't tell another what he should think. I should see what I should think, how I come to a responsible decision regarding all the different questions which come up, no? And when I do a responsible decision, it will be good. People will see. But if I just quarrel and try to push others to see my point of view, whatever it is, I should live. And of course, when there are interactions between two groups, they must see how they can manage certain questions which are, regarding measures, practical things. But always start with yourself. If you want to change the world, change the man or the woman in the mirror. When you see, this is really true. That doesn't mean, of course, that I don't want my view to sound unbalanced. There are some things where we discuss with devotees or where discussions are needed, and there come a conclusion is arrived at, and you act according to the conclusion. There, of course, also in political matters, but I'm speaking now about a very important principle which would make life so easy if everyone would look at the man or woman in the mirror in the morning and say, I want to talk to you now. I want you to make the important changes. Then it would be very easy. We need in some cases political strength or willpower, I agree, but good. But we are spiritualists, we are talking more about this. My dear devotees, time is up. I'm very happy to see that you are having interest in such subject matters. What we could do is, today in the evening we have an Ishta Gosti. We meet, everyone is invited, and we also discuss. I can just give again a summary of these points and go a little bit more into details here and there, and then we can have questions and answers, no? That can be possible. Like I see Prasida Nitya had a question. You will be the first one to ask your question. Yeah? Very good. Dobro. I was so long in Serbia that I can't. Good. I wish you a wonderful time in devotional service. Hey, when you get up, don't forget everything you heard. Try to act on one point which made sense to you, no? Today, and see, maybe something happens to you that is extraordinary. Good. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bom.